Texas America folks, and Pops America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very, very special guest today, and he's with us every Wednesday in this time segment, is Pastor Dale Crowley Jr. Dale Crowley, of course, is the longtime voice of Focus on Israel, which for 20 years was on WFAX up in Washington, D.C. He is the author of many articles and many things that are of special interest to you, including his book, which is entitled On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything But Right About It All. Dale Crowley Jr. is a longtime activist, bringing real Christianity and bringing American patriotic truth to people who have otherwise been imbued with the Zionist line across the board, much to the present tragedy that we find ourselves in. Dale, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Mark. Good morning to you, and I'm happy and honored to be on your broadcast on the Mark Dankoff Show again this morning. Every time I hear San Antonio, I think of my father and Sam Morris, who did a lot of radio broadcasting from San Antonio across the border, XCPN. And that was when I was a little boy, but I have memories of it, very vivid memories.
Well, it's kind of interesting that at this particular time in history, the leading force in Christian Zionism, certainly in this country right now, and maybe the world, is John Hagee of Cornerstone Church right here in San Antonio and the so-called Christians United for Israel movement that he's put together. And yet here you are, Dale, and here I am with some roots in the San Antonio area. Now being utilized on a San Antonio-based radio broadcast to be speaking another line on this whole subject. And I suspect, without being melodramatic about it, that maybe God has had something to do with that.
I really believe so. It is more than a coincidence, and I'm grateful for what you're doing in opposition to John Hagee's pro-Israel foolishness. I had the privilege a few weeks ago, together with some wonderful people from American Free Press and some folks there from San Antonio, to protest Americans for Israel rally that John Hagee had here in Washington, D.C. And we distributed some literature and protested it. And one of the placards that was displayed on the street was "No More Wars for Israel." And it is a tragic, sad thing that Hagee and other evangelicals, together with a lot of other people, the neocons and the rest of the crowd, are hoping that the United States will go to war against Iran on behalf of Israel.
Yes, and as I've said many times on this show, it's very apparent that we're getting closer and closer to this. I mean, when you see some of the reports that have been in the international media, I read the latest line coming out of Moscow today from RIA Novosti on the air in the first hour this morning, where the Russians quite clearly know what's going on. The French know what's going on. Their foreign minister has made some frightening statements in recent times, basically indicating that he and President Sarkozy are apparently on the Zionist track in terms of promoting this idea that it may be necessary to go to war with Iran. Mm-hmm. And watch this whole thing developing, what used to be pretty much confined to the periphery of commentary is now moved into the international media front and center, so that it's no longer deniable that this is, in fact, the direction in which we are moving. Yeah. And that those of us who don't like it need to speak out while
tragedy.
There's time to do it.
It's a tragedy.
We'll be back with Dale Crowley. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest today is Dale Crowley, longtime host of Focus on Israel on WFAX AM up in Washington, D.C. for over 20 years. And then, of course, Dale Crowley's involvement in broadcast journalism and in theology and in print journalism goes back many years prior to that. He is a longtime foot soldier on the point in regard to fighting the whole direction that has us where we presently are. Wanted to mention to people, by the way, that during this broadcast, they might want to look at CNN.com this morning. The lead story is as follows. Israel says that Hamas-controlled Gaza is a hostile entity. There has been now a unanimous cabinet vote, according to CNN, to declare the Hamas-controlled Gaza a hostile entity Wednesday. Under a plan proposed by Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak, Israel would disrupt electrical supplies, reduce fuel shipments to a bare minimum to run hospital generators, and choke off shipments of goods to allow only essential food and medicine to enter Gaza. In addition, it will continue military operations, quote, against terror organizations, unquote. Read that entire piece, folks, keeping in mind that it is a report coming to us from the corporate media in regard to what is going on over there. Take a look at this move in regard to what the Arab press is saying about it. And I think we can see that just as the rhetoric is being ratcheted up in recent days in this attempt to get the United States to attack Iran as a surrogate military force for Israel, that by the same token, Israel is now ratcheting up the rhetoric and the actions specifically against the against Gaza and against Hamas. This very, very definitely represents a major escalation in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, according to CNN. We can certainly agree with them on that one. Dale, a couple of things that we could talk about this morning. One is this whole story coming out of CNN in regard to the fact that Israel is going to ratchet things up a little bit in terms of some targeted actions in Gaza. Where do you think this thing is headed?
Well, it can't get much worse than it's been for the past 20, 25 years. Israel will continue the atrocities against the Palestinian people in one way or another. They built this 400-mile concrete wall to separate the Jews from the Palestinians. Apparently, that hasn't worked too well because they're going to breach the wall and continue their attacks against the Palestinians. And, of course, these are the things that give a lot of people a lot of grief and causing many people to tell the truth on the subject of Israel, like John Mearsheimer and Walt told the truth about Israel, and they got in big trouble over it, and they're still in trouble. But that's what happens when you tell the truth about Israel.
Well, that's right. And you know what's really interesting? I have to say that there's one thing that I agree with Abraham Foxman on, believe it or not. And a friend of mine in San Antonio was telling me about it yesterday. He heard Foxman on a radio show as he was driving somewhere here in San Antonio. And Foxman was rather apoplectic over the fact that this Mearsheimer-Walt book was out there. And the thing that Foxman said that I agreed with is the fact that up to now, so much of the truth that you and I talk about, Dale, when it comes to Israel, has been marginalized and peripheralized. We are considered to be, by many people, a fringe element in regard to the journalistic community, the political community, the current cultural trends in the United States, and so forth. And now, of course, Foxman is extremely concerned about the fact that the things that you and I have been saying for years are now moving into the mainstream of conversation through this Mearsheimer-Walt book. I have read the book, by the way. I managed to get a copy about a week ago, did a quick read of the entire contents of the book. And frankly, and this is not to hit the two professors out of bounds, because the book has some merit, there are also some things that repeat some old canards, unfortunately, in the body of the book, including their suggestion, or not suggestion, their statement that discussion of the Jewish control of the American news media is, in their words, anti-Semitism, and I think that that's utterly ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But without endorsing the entirety of the book's contents, I would go on to say that, frankly, without hitting the professors out of bounds, I think that Michael Collins Piper and Mark Glenn and Dale Crowley have done a far better job over many, many more years of giving us far more detail about the Jewish lobby than we actually get in the Mearsheimer and Walt book, in my view. However, the thing that I think is absolutely significant about the book, and this is where I agree with Abraham Foxman, where we agree on virtually nothing else, and that is that the fact that the book is out there and that it's being discussed in the news media and in mainstream American academia suggests that Mearsheimer and Walt, flawed as the book might be, have brought something into the discourse in these establishment circles that people like you and I have been saying from the periphery for a long time. And I think that's exciting.
Well, talk about these professors who are telling the truth. You remember Norman Finkelstein wrote a book called The Holocaust Industry.
Yes.
He was offended that the Holocaust is being commercialized, and his book was The Holocaust Industry. Well, just last week he lost his job at Hunter College because of that book. Now, he was up for tenure, and he was denied tenure because he wrote and published the book, The Holocaust Industry. It was considered to be, I don't see how, he's a Jew, but they called it an anti-Semitic book. He wrote The Holocaust Industry about 10 years ago. He was denied tenure at Hunter College, and last week he said, take this job and shove it, and he left. He left Hunter College, so this is what happens. My radio program, Focus on Israel, was terminated because the ADL protested to the radio station over and over and over again. I have a letter that was written by the ADL about 15 years ago to radio station WFAX, and it cited two reasons why they should terminate my program. And those two reasons were that I quoted, one, from the American Free Press, and two, from Christian News. Because I used quotations from those two newspapers, they considered my program to be anti-Semitic and began pressuring radio station WFAX to terminate the program as far back as 15 years ago.
The only reason I'm laughing at this, Dale, is that, of course, I write for both of those publications, and now you're talking to me. So you've just enhanced your credentials with the same people that have not liked you from the beginning anyway.
Yeah. I'm proud of it. That's a feather in my cap that they've accused me of wrongdoing when I've quoted from the American Free Press and the Christian News. But that's what happens to college professors, university professors, Finkelstein, Mearsheimer, Walt, and all the rest who dare to write it, the truth about Israel, and publish it, are going to be retaliated against. There's going to be recrimination, and they might even lose their jobs. And if they have tenure, of course, they can't lose that. But it's a tragic situation that we're in. I have a paragraph here from the front page of this week's Washington Jewish Week. And here is what the writer of the article says that Mearsheimer and Walt have done. And it just turns out that his accusation happens to be true. The Israel lobby and U.S. foreign policy charged that America's special relationship with Israel was detrimental to the country and could only be explained by the vast array of Jewish and pro-Israel organizations, members of the media, neoconservatives in the Bush administration, and other Israel supporters that they make up the powerful Israel lobby. Well, that was intended to be a criticism, but it happens to be true.
Well, yes, and when you talk about the American Free Press, I came across an incredible irony last night, Dale. I was going through the most recent set of articles that you have sent me from the Washington, D.C.-based Jewish press and comparing it to some things recently written by Michael Collins Piper in the American Free Press, and there's tremendous correspondence between these articles in regard to what's in them. For example, Michael Collins Piper on September the 10th in the American Free Press has an op-ed piece entitled "Who's Behind Pro-War Propaganda?" And Mike goes on to say that a Las Vegas gambling casino tycoon, who is also a leading philanthropist in Israel, is among an elite group of pro-Israel advocates on U.S. soil who are now bankrolling a $15 million media propaganda campaign to promote the continued public support for George W. Bush and his occupation of Civil War-torn Iraq. He goes on to say that with a fortune of $26 billion and said to be the third richest American by Forbes magazine and the sixth wealthiest person on earth, and described by the Jewish Forward, a respected Jewish newspaper, as having been called the richest Jew in the world, quote-unquote, Las Vegas Sands casino boss Sheldon G. Adelson is one of the financiers promoting Freedom Watch's $15 million media propaganda campaign on behalf of the war in Iraq and Mr. Bush's position on that subject. When we come back, I want to compare what Mike Piper has said to what you have sent me, Dale, from the Washington Jewish Week of August 30th.
Good, very good.
We'll be back with Dale Crowley. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very special guest this Wednesday, and every Wednesday in this time segment, is Dale Crowley, Jr. of Washington, D.C., longtime host of the Focus on Israel program with WFAX-AM up in Washington, D.C. Dale is no longer on that broadcast for reasons that we've already discussed on this show, which pertain to censorship of free speech when it comes to this subject, and the way in which corporate media has taken over so-called Christian media when it involves speaking out against the Israeli lobby and against so-called Christian Zionism and, among other things, Mr. Bush's so-called war on terror. Dale Crowley is also the author of a book entitled On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything But Right About It All. That is essential reading, folks. I have been making my way through the text of that book. It is a very informative, provocative, and in the best sense of the word, an entertaining read as well. We've been talking with Dale Crowley about a number of things this morning, including a great irony, folks. Before the break, I was pointing out that just as Dale Crowley was saying that these folks that wanted to get him off of WFAX up in Washington and ultimately were successful in doing so, we're pointing out Dale's longtime connection to both Herman Ottens Christian News and the American Free Press, these allegedly anti-Semitic publications. There are some Jewish sources up in Philadelphia, by the way, that have begun attacking the No More Wars for Israel conference out there in Southern California and noting that I am one of the featured speakers. They note that I, too, have a longtime connection to Herman Ottens Christian News. That's the German Lutheran News Weekly that's been coming out of Missouri since 1962, and also the American Free Press. And yet, folks, what they don't want you to hear is that these publications, which I am proud to be associated with, have been saying some things that coincide with their propaganda machine in regard to certain topics. One example is what we were talking about before the break. Michael Collins Piper demonstrates that this Freedom Watch organization, bankrolling Mr. Bush's propaganda efforts to promote what he's doing in Iraq and the Middle East. Mike Piper, of course, shows that Sheldon G. Adelson, who is the owner of the Sands Casino in Las Vegas, described by the Jewish Forward as the richest Jew in the world, is one of the financiers promoting Freedom Watch. Mike Piper goes on to have an extended discussion of the background of this casino owner in Vegas, Sheldon G. Adelson, of the Sands Casino. And then he goes on to discuss some of the other Jewish sources that are directly involved in financing this Freedom Watch organization. Now, keep that in mind, folks. That's the American Free Press and Mike Piper. Now I'm looking at the Washington Jewish Week of August 30th on page 13 in their Around the Beltway segment, and Dale Crowley sent this to me earlier in the week through snail mail. Listen to this, folks. This is the Washington Jewish Week talking. Pro-Surge group, meaning this Freedom Watch group that Mike Piper was talking about, an AFP, pro-Surge group, mostly Jewish. This is the Washington Jewish Week saying this. Four of five members of the board of a campaign promoting President George W. Bush's policies in the Iraq War are Republican Jews. The board of Freedom Watch includes Ari Fleischer, Bush's former press secretary, Matt Brooks, the Republican Jewish Coalition's executive director, Bradley Blakeman, a senior White House staffer in Bush's first term, and Mel Simbler, a longtime Republican Jewish Coalition leader and former ambassador to Rome. Matt Brooks said that the fifth member, William Widener, a casino operator in Las Vegas, is not Jewish. However, Widener's wife, Lynn, is Jewish and is active in that city's federation. Blakeman is the group's president. Matt Brooks said it would be a mistake to regard the group as having a Jewish direction. Quote, "It's a coincidence that several of the board members are Jewish," he said, noting that half of the donors contributing to the group's first $15 million ad campaign are not Jewish. What's your take on this, Dale? We've got what Mike Piper has said about it. We've got the Washington Jewish Week and what they've said about it. Points of both correspondence and divergence here, but I think at a bare minimum it's a pretty good indication that this Freedom Watch thing is, in fact, largely a Jewish front organization, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mark. And in that vein, we have a newspaper here in Washington called GQ Magazine. And a few weeks ago, they printed the 50 most powerful people in Washington. The 50 most powerful people. Now, it happens that 13 of those 50 are Jews, and they're listed. And here's the list. Mark Penn, Joshua Bolton, Rahm Emanuel, he's a representative, Henry Waxman, another representative from California, Michael Ben Bernanke, we know who he is, Federal Reserve, Michael Chertoff, Secretary of Homeland Security, Seymour Hersh, Daniel Snyder, Joe Lieberman, Michael Hosfield, and it goes on and on. 13 of the 50 most powerful people in Washington are Jews. That explains a lot.
powerful people that are moving this country closer to World War III. We'll be back with Dale Crowley. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dale Crowley. Dale, of course, is the longtime host of the Focus on Israel radio show on WFAX up in Washington, D.C., and he has a book out entitled On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All. I've been reading through the text of that very fine book. Dale has sent it to me. It is well worth your time. Dale, well, there are so many things we could talk about this morning. Spending an hour with you is like 5 minutes with anybody else in terms of the way in which the hour flows, and that's why I always like working with you. But I've got to get this one in. You sent me this thing from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency News and Features. This thing, of course, again comes to us from the Washington Jewish Week. And this Jewish Telegraphic Agency post is by a guy named Daniel Hemel, H-E-M-E-L. He's a 2007 Marshall Scholar. He's studying international relations at the University of Oxford. The title of this op-ed is "Larry Craig Stood Up for the Jews. Let's Stand Up for Him." And let me read this a little bit from this. Long before Larry Craig pleaded guilty to disorderly conduct, American Jewish groups harbored serious doubts about the Idaho Republican. In June of 1990, when Craig, then a member of Congress, was running for an open Senate seat, the Jerusalem Post bemoaned his quote-unquote miserable record on Israel. Pro-Israel political action committees raised more than $55,000 for his Democratic opponent in the race. And then the article goes on to say that Craig, who last week announced that he will step down later this month, is a man with very few friends. One of Craig's few outspoken defenders in recent days has been a gay, pro-Israel Jewish Democrat from Massachusetts, U.S. Representative Barney Frank. While acknowledging that Craig's conduct was hypocritical given the Idahoans' anti-gay rights record, Barney Frank said his crime was not an abuse of office and does not warrant resignation. Frank seemed to be speaking, says Daniel Hemel of the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, from his experience as an openly gay man, not from his experience as a Jew. But the American Jewish community as a whole should be upset over the Republican rush to drive Craig from office, and not just because, as a senator, he ended up being a pleasant surprise for pro-Israel activists. Now, the article goes on to show how quickly Craig's views on Israel changed in a pro-Israel way after he was elected to the U.S. Senate. This article also goes on to say that it is imperative that the American Jewish community stand up for Larry Craig because, to quote Daniel Hemel of the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, who is in turn quoting the late Yale historian John Boswell, quote, "where there's homophobia, anti-Semitism very often lurks around the corner," unquote.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dale. Take it from there. What do you think of this nonsense?
Well, there's an irony here. The implication in the Larry Craig episode is that homosexuality is wrong. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been arrested for disorderly conduct. Now, the homosexuals, the sodomites in America, don't like that a bit. So they would like to say that what Larry Craig did was all right. Nothing wrong at all with that. But they haven't gotten away with that. And that's part of the irony of the Larry Craig matter. Now, Mark, our listeners ought to know that day after tomorrow, Friday, begins Yom Kippur, the most important festival and holiday in the Jewish year. Yom Kippur is Day of Atonement. Now, the atonement is not accomplished by the shedding of the blood of the Son of God on the cross of Calvary. The atonement is accomplished by waving a chicken around, letting the blood flow from the chicken and then waving it over the crowd. That is supposed to be the atonement for the sins for the next year. But prior to that, the first thing that's going to happen on Friday, all of the Jews who go to the synagogues to celebrate Yom Kippur will take a vow. And the vow is that there are no vows. Listen to this. This is what they will say. All vows, obligations, oaths, and anathemas, pledges of all names which we have vowed, sworn, devoted, or bound ourselves to from the Day of Atonement until the next Day of Atonement, we repent aforehand of them all. They shall all be deemed absolved, forgiven, annulled, void, and made of no effect. They shall not be binding, nor have any power. The vows shall not be reckoned vows. The obligation shall not be obligatory, nor the oaths considered as oaths. In other words, this is an oath, this is a vow, called Nidre, it's called, saying that all of the promises and contracts and vows that we make in the coming year are hereby null and void. Now, this explains a lot.
What do you think of the implications of this? I'm looking at this piece, by the way, which you sent me, even as you speak. So I've got the text of this article in front of me. And of course, it's coming from the Jewish Forward. What do you think are the implications of this for the Jewish psyche?
The implications of what, Mark?
The implications of this particular understanding of Yom Kippur and this whole business of the utilizing the blood of the chicken in this notion of blood atonement for sin.
I think the implication, Mark, is that sin is taken very lightly. Obligations, the law of God, taken very lightly. I've often called the Talmud, which is the most important law in the Jewish religion, the Talmud is nothing more nor less than but law. Now, not B-U-T-T, but B-U-T. God said, but. God said, but. The Ten Commandments say, but. The Talmud is but law. It negates, it makes a person take lightly the law of Moses and the law of the Old Testament and the law of the Bible, and substituting for it the notions that men have had, and we always like to cover up our sin. That's one of the consequences of the fall of man. We want to cover up our sin, and this is very convenient. This Kol Nidre and the Yom Kippur and the Talmud negating the law of God, it makes it very convenient for the wrongdoer.
Well, yes, and that was the conclusion that I drew from it. The other thing, which is a corollary, is the idea that when it comes to this whole business of blood sacrifice and the shedding of blood for sin, the book of Hebrews in the New Testament makes it abundantly clear that the sacrificial, once and for all, efficacious blood sacrifice that was offered to God the Father for the sins of humanity is the shedding of the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And so you have this situation again where there's a circumstance where once more there is an absolute detraction from the once and for all efficacious character of the sacrificial death and the shedding of the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as it's being manifested in this article. The other thing is that once more, it points out the absurdity, and I was talking about this morning in relation to this Israel National News story, that the rabbis in Israel are very happy on the one hand that the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem is raising money for Zionism, and that their Feast of Tabernacles is going to bring in all of these folks who are going to be spending money in Israel. But they've made it very clear that they are corporately banning. The chief rabbinate of Israel has issued a ruling, on the one hand, welcoming these Christians who are coming for the Feast of Tabernacles conference, sponsored by the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem, at the same time that the rabbinate has banned Jews from participating in that conference, specifically noting the claims of many of the conference participants in regard to the identity of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and also noting that there have been some people in the Christian Zionist movement in Israel that have been promoting quote-unquote evangelism. So there you have again what I am perceiving as the absurd character of this alliance that has taken place between rabbinic Judaism on the one hand and Christian Zionism and Christian dispensationalists on the other, given the fact that they don't agree in regard to whether or not Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They don't agree on this whole subject of the efficacious character of the atoning work of Christ on the cross. And given the fact that on social issues, they are poles apart in so many cases when it comes to things like abortion and homosexuality and so forth, as was pointed out in this op-ed piece that was in the Washington Jewish Week on Larry Craig.
Yes. Well, I think all of that shallow and incomplete, faulty concept of sin and atonement It comes from the Talmud. The Talmud negates just about everything that Moses and the Old Testament and our New Testament teaches. And that's why I call it but law. God said but. Now, Mark, I would like to a little sidelight here. When Herman Otten, editor of the Christian News, got the letter from the ADL that I sent to him, the letter to WFAX radio station claiming that the Christian News was an anti-Semitic newspaper, when he saw that letter, he was surprised and offended. He wrote a letter to the Anti-Defamation League. That's what ADL stands for, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. Herman Otten wrote a letter and said that he was surprised that his publication had been accused of being anti-Semitic and that he would like Abraham Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith to document it and prove that the Christian News newspaper was anti-Semitic. He never got an answer to his request.
Yes, not only was Otten not responded to, but as I remember it, he was trying to do the same thing that you or I would do in this regard, Dale, and that is to say, well, you know, let's discuss this in terms of the proof. Let's also discuss it in terms of the definition. What is the operative definition of anti-Semitism
yes.
utilized here?
Yeah.
And, of course, this gets back to what Dr. Adrian Krieg was saying on the show yesterday. When we get into this whole business of precision in language, precision in definition, and so forth, this is where a lot of these guys just head for the hills because they know that they are speaking so many times with innuendo and with euphemisms and with nuances that are designed to confuse and to obfuscate. So when someone like Herman Otten gets back to them and says, hey, you know, define for me what it is you're talking about in the first place,
yes.
and then let's produce the documentation that this charge is or is not true, that's when these guys, of course, simply fade into the woodwork. And I think that this has, once again, been a microcosm of the way that the lobby and the tribe have operated in American society and also throughout history. Let me ask you something, Dale, in regard to this piece in the Israel National News entitled, again, Rabbis Banned Participation in International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem Conference. The article quotes a guy named David Pawson. The guy's obviously a Christian Zionist. There is a link to Pawson's essay that's in this Israel National News article, and this Pawson essay entitled God's Eternal Covenant with Israel is reprinted in Family Restoration magazine. And again, people who go to the Israel National News article will be able to click on this to read the entirety of the Pawson speech. But I want to isolate a quote here in terms of Pawson's statements. Israel National News reproduces this statement, which has implications, I think, both for the Jew and for the Christian. Here's what David Pawson states, quote, Zionism is only Christian, quote unquote, when he, Jesus, has the preeminence, unquote. What's your reaction to that, Dale?
Well, that goes back to Scofield's dispensational teaching that the second coming of Jesus Christ is going to be hastened by the prosperity and the flourishing of a new nation of Israel there in the Middle East, and that we Christians can hasten the coming of Jesus Christ by helping Jews from around the world immigrate to Israel and by sending our money over there and doing them all kind of favors, and the United States of America's foreign policy, fighting wars for Israel, and sending Israel $5, $6, $8, $10 billion a year to help its financial bankruptcy. This all comes from this dispensational teaching that the Church of Jesus Christ has got to help Antichrist Israel in every way in order to hasten the return of Jesus Christ. Therefore, this person says that Christ is the center of Zionism.
Yes, and it seems to me that we are operating, as we look at that fundamental question, we're operating with two completely different models when it comes to either the truth or the falsehood of what Pawson has said. And, of course, his model makes it abundantly clear that he believes that the Zionist state of Israel is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy, that we are commanded to bless it in every way as Christians, and that its appearance in history is a necessary precursor to the arrival of Messiah the second time.
Yes.
And then on the other hand, you have this model, which is the one that I think I'm certainly operating from as I have studied this over the years, where in fact the perpetual conflict between those who believe in the gospel and those who don't, according to the New Testament, has largely been a conflict aided and abetted and fomented by Pharisaic Judaism, that of course this became consummate in the Babylonian Talmud, and that the present day conflict between light and darkness when it comes to the Middle East war situation and other items of interest relates to this whole fundamental connection of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, being involved in these nefarious activities. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Thank you.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mary Starr will be with me tomorrow for 1 hour in the show's second hour. She, of course, is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party and will hook up with us from Oregon. Dale Crowley was talking about all kinds of things this morning related to Israel. Here's one that we might take a look at in the show's first hour tomorrow. Cheryl MacArthur, who is a retired U.S. Foreign Service officer living in the Washington, D.C. area, has written something for the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. It is reposted by Dr. Michael Chasadovsky's site, globalresearch.ca, the so-called Center for Research on Globalization up in Canada. And basically what Cheryl MacArthur points out with all of the graphs and all of the analysis and all the statistics is that a conservative estimate of total direct U.S. aid to Israel amounts to $108 billion since the foundation of the Zionist State of Israel, or at least according to MacArthur's statistical analysis going as far back at least as 1949. We'll take a look at this article perhaps in the first hour of the show tomorrow to delve into more of this, into the specifics of what it's saying, but the implications are absolutely monstrous. Dale, in the last minute we have in terms of our conversation with you this morning, are the people of Washington, D.C. that you talk to and listen to pretty much of the opinion that this war with Iran is going to happen? What's your sense of this?
I can't put my finger on it. There's a lot of feeling against it, but this Jewish lobby, Israel lobby, is pressuring from every angle to get on with it, and it is indeed a tragedy.
Yes, and certainly it's a situation, I think, where time is running out, and thankfully those of us who see time from God's perspective know absolutely that the good news of the New Testament corpus and the good news of the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, is that those who know the true God, those who follow his son Jesus Christ, those who trust Jesus Christ for salvation, know that come what may in this life, their eternal destiny is absolutely secure. And I suspect, Dale, that maybe that's the final word that we have to major on. Even if the worst happens in this temporal life, there is a life beyond for those who know the Savior.
I always remember in connection with this Iran matter, Mark, that one of the greatest leaders in the history of mankind was in Persia, Iran, and that was Daniel. And what a tragedy it would be for a so-called Christian country like the United States of America to go to war against a country that gave us one of the greatest political leaders ever in the history of mankind, a man named Daniel. And it is truly folly, and we will be judged by Almighty God for it.
Well, that's right, Dale. And one thing I've been trying to say to Iranians in this country that I know who oppose the present regime in Tehran, I've warned them an alliance with people like Michael Ledeen and Kenneth Timmerman is going to lead them to disaster, because ultimately what Israel, I believe, has in mind for Iran is absolute quantifiable destruction.
Yes.
I'd like to thank Dale Crowley of Washington, D.C. for being on today's show.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
God bless you, and God bless Mary, Dale.
Thank you, Dale.
Longtime host of Focus on Israel with WFAX up in Washington, D.C. for over 20 years. He is the author of the book, On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. We'll be back with Mary Starr tomorrow morning. God bless you. Mark Danfoss, America Now, signs off from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you in the morning.
It's true.